The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats.com and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
Melissa Christian Griffith says she is grateful to all of the people in her community who have not forgotten her former husband, slain Athens Clark County Police Officer Buddy Christian.
It's a great honor to have that named after him and something that we will see often.
Now, the renaming of a bridge a few years back, named in honor of Athens Clark County Police Officer Buddy Christian, killed in the line of duty in 2011. It's hard to believe it's been that long ago. I noticed a post on Facebook earlier this week from Melissa Christian Griffith now about a TV documentary documenting that horrific moment in Athens history, that horrible moment in the lives of her family. She was hesitant to do it. And then when she was approached by it, we would like to do this. She's hesitant to do it, and she can tell us why. Wound up doing it. Somebody's going to tell the story, might as well be me. And then saw it and gives it 2 thumbs up. Melissa Christian Griffith with us now. Melissa Christian Griffith, we'll get to that documentary in a moment. I want to spend some time on that. But there's a question that always comes up anytime you come up. People ask how you're doing, and more importantly, how your kids are doing all these years later. So bring us up to speed on your life and how they're doing.
Yes, good morning. Next month will be 13 years. It's hard to believe, like you said, that it's been that long. But we're doing really well. The kids have grown up, and they're getting older and getting further on into their high school. Well, they're both in high school this year, and we're all doing really well. We've been blessed.
Glad to hear that. Everybody, glad to hear that. Okay, you had been approached, you say, sometimes over the years about this, and you're always reluctant to do it, right? And the way you put it is this: they usually spin the story to suit their storyline and not yours. These folks, and this was Investigation Discovery, Evil Lives Here, Shadows of Death, Season 3, Episode 9, if you can find it, and I intend to at some point soon. These folks were insistent, and so, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do this. What led you this time to cooperate?
Well, kind of when they first contacted me, it seemed like they wanted to make it a story about the murderer, which is kind of what draws headlines, I suppose, is all the, people are intrigued by that for whatever reason, and it seemed like they kind of wanted to make the story more about his acts of all the horrific things that he did, his whole life, basically. And so I told them, right away that if that was what their story was going to be, then count me out, because I'm not, about spreading anything about him. And, there should be no glory around him or anything that he has done, or we shouldn't even need to talk about it other than it happened and he's part of the story because he did that, obviously. But other than that, he doesn't need to be mentioned. He needs to be mentioned more about Buddy and how he lived and who he was. So I talked to them about it, and they agreed that, that would be more of a story they would like to talk about, was his life, because they could tell how much the community loved him and all the things. So the longer I talked to them, the more they agreed that they would do a story about Buddy and not, make it a story about the other person. I agree that we could do that.
Step us through the process. Okay, you've agreed to do this, Melissa Christian Griffith, which involves a lot of time sitting in front of a camera, I suppose, and answering questions. That's the way these things typically go. How much time was invested in this on you and the part of these producers here? And what's the process?
So they called me, and we were on the phone with the lady for several hours. We talked for a long time. And then once they set a date and they actually came out to my house, and they were here for 12 hours. It was a long day. They had a lot of setting up to do and, to make the light where they, were happy with it, and, rearranging the table and all that kind of stuff. And so that took a little while. And then, they were here, all day and went through basically, the whole story and, how we were doing and all the things that we do for the foundation and the police unity tour and all the things. So it was quite a long production. I guess one thing I failed to mention before we got to that point, she let me, you know, kind of, they like to have three people talking in their episodes, three different views of the story.
Mm-hmm.
They had already been in contact with Agent Hillsman, so that I told him that that would be a great person to have on the story. And then I also mentioned that Chief Salters would be wonderful because he knew Buddy as a training officer, and he was also his honor guard captain. And he had seen Buddy through his career, you know, most of the times. And now that he was chief of Athens Clark County, that would be even a better person to have for the interview. So that's how we decided on the three of us.
And so we will see them in this documentary as well.
Yes. It'll show three different points of view of how the story happened.
And here's the thing, too. As you're going through this, and then, of course, they pack up and leave, and some weeks later the thing is done, you don't know what it's going to look like. You sit down in front of a TV like the rest of us and see it, and this is quoting you now. I think they did an excellent job. It was amazingly done. You're giving this good reviews.
Yes, they did a really great job. Like I said, and we talked about, I was really worried how it was going to turn out. You don't, like you say, you don't know. I gave them the whole story, and I don't know which pieces they're going to use and how they're going to tie it together. And, I was worried that they would spin it more to talk more about the murderer and not about our story. And so you just don't know. So I really didn't tell anybody that it was going to be airing until I got to watch it and make sure that, it was something that was going to be good. But I was really impressed. They did a really good job and kept their word of how they had hoped to tell our story and all the things they told me. They kept their word, so I was very happy.
Again, it aired initially on Investigation Discovery. It's a series that they do. It's been around for some time now. Evil Lives Here, Shadows of Death, Season 3, Episode 9, if you want to find this. I actually looked for it, Investigation Discovery. I can't find it there past its initial airing. You're pointing me to a couple of different places where folks may be able to find it. You say you watched it on YouTube TV, Hulu, yes, or some other place?
Yes. We watched it on YouTube TV, and other people have told me it was on Hulu. I know it was on the satellite as well, but I don't know if it's on a replay there.
TV's a lot more complicated than it used to be. It's on 9 o'clock on Channel 2. That was all I ever needed to know. And now they're giving me so many. I don't know. I will find it, I promise, eventually, and we'll get around to doing this and checking this out. I watch a lot of these types of shows anyway. I'm familiar with the genre, and I'm certainly, it's always fascinating when you can look around and folks who live here. I mean, these are your streets you'll be seeing. This is your town you'll be seeing, and people you know you'll be hearing from in this. And again, you're pleased with the way it turned out. Again, back to you and your life now, a very busy life. I follow you on social media. You seem to be with these kids growing up and married too, we should say, David Griffith, also an Athens Clark County police officer. The tragedy obviously always there, but you're moving on.
Well, you don't move on, you move forward. I always will have Buddy in my heart and always part of us, and I'll always share his story and make sure the kids and future generations, hopefully one day, will always know who Buddy is. But, he would want me to be happy and live life and do the dreams that we finished the dreams we had talked about, but also new dreams and keep living. He would want me to do that. So that's what I'm doing. And the kids, show the kids that, yes, we faced a horrible tragedy, but we can rise above that and still do great things.
Well, we will best. I wish you the best moving forward. Prayers, you're always in our prayers. And we thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.